Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Indeed it is, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I'm so happy to bring on this next amazing artist and friend up onto the show. Do you know what? He needs no introduction, really. He is a rapper, he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a record producer. He's been doing this for over a decade, man. You know what? He absolutely does it all. He can drop it in every single style, every genre. He has delivered banger after banger. Whew, what do I say about him? Well, do you know what? Let's just bring him on. He's dropped a new one for 2023. It's such a beautiful track. It's called Majbooriya. Give it up and show some love for a man like Mumsy.
My bro, how you doing, man?
All good, man. All good. You know we're kind of coming towards the end of January, but I don't think it's too late to say Happy New Year, man.
Nah, always say Happy New Year, man. There's always time to say that. So many people to catch up with, man. I think I've been saying it to everyone who I haven't seen. So when I see them, I just say it anyway, naturally.
Absolutely. And speaking of happy, there's one more thing, which I think we can still say. I know we're kind of 10 days down, you know, but happy belated birthday. It was your birthday on January the 18th.
Thanks a lot, man. Birthday is just for me, come and go, man. So just another year, but I'm blessed. I feel blessed to, you know, be here doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely, and you know what? You gave us something special on your birthday. You know, we're supposed to give you presents, but you gave us a present in the form of this amazing, beautiful track that we're going to be talking about, man. Was that a planned thing? You know, I guess it was. You know, you were consciously going to do that.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Do you know what it is? I think for me, I wanted to drop more music last year, but I just, because I've been so busy making music, I got really like stuck in that. I was just enjoying the moment. I haven't really dropped too many songs in the past couple of years, but yeah. I was more busy making music, and I thought, you know what, let me just, rather than dropping the end of the year, I thought, let me just drop this. And of course, obviously, I planned it for my birthday, so I was like, I needed to get this tune out, and my birthday was just the perfect date for it.
No, without a doubt, man. But before we, you know, start talking about the new one, man, you know, let's just talk about you, man. You know, I spoke, you know, in the intro that, you know, it's been over a decade, you know, you've been in the game now, brother. You know, a lot's changed in the game, you know, from when you started. You know, what would you say you've learned, brother, in your time, you know, in this industry?
Yeah. To be honest, I think the most important thing that I've learned and I'm still learning is how to kind of reinvent, rebrand, because it's important, because music changes, man. Before it was every decade, before it was every whatever, but now music just changes every year.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something new happening, someone new coming out, new sound, new this, new trends. There's so much to keep up with, and I think the most important thing for me is to just learn to adapt and also not shut down the youngsters, man. The youngsters, new talent, new ideas, the youngsters. I really like take a lot of interest in what the new gen, young producers, young singers, young artists, what they're doing. And I think for me, I like welcoming that. And I think that's the most vital and most important thing I've learned. I'm learning.
Without a doubt. And you know what, just on that, with the fast changing pace of styles and genres, is it more pressure for you as a producer to be adapting to these changing sounds, or as a recording artist, which is more of a challenge?
I think production is cool, because I feel that production is just something that just naturally comes to me. I don't struggle on making music, because music, come on, man, like, even now, a lot of people are revisiting music from, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the new old beats are coming back, the old sounds, the old trends. So for me, I don't struggle on that department. I think being an artist, being a singer, is always, there's a lot more pressure.
Yeah.
You know, being out in the public, keeping up with the trends, keeping up with shows. I think definitely being an artist is a lot more tough you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you've been in the game for so long. But again, I'm so kind of blessed, man. I'm so like happy that people could just, I could put something out and people support and everyone's cool. At the end of the day, bro, your fans and your friends and, you know, these are the people that make it possible.
Of course, man, of course. But, you know, you make it look so easy, Mumsy, man. You make it look so easy. It's so effortless. You know, you'll just drop something. And the thing with you, what I love about you, my brother, is, you know, just you give us so much variety, you know, because, you know, you'll drop a Punjabi thing, you'll drop a Hindi one, you know, you'll drop a senti one, you'll drop a dancey one, a poppy one, a hip-hoppy one. Do you know, it's just like, you know, and like you do it with so much ease, brother. You know, does it come that easy?
You know what? It doesn't. I'll be honest. Look, behind the glitz and glam, at the end of the day, look, even though I'm Bangladeshi, British, I was born listening to Bollywood music.
Yeah.
So that naturally, that's embedded in me.
Yeah.
Whether it's Hindi, whether it's Punjabi, it's Bengali, it doesn't matter. Like for me, we're all one.
Yeah.
The mother tongues are different, but it's not difficult. You know, like if you put an interest into something, you learn it. And for me, because I grew up with it, I felt like it was already inside my mind, in my head, my ears. But I think when it comes to singing a song, though,
yeah,
in the studio, you know, big up my writers, you know, big up Yaz, big up Fias, big up Rackstar, so many people that are involved,
yeah,
in the process. Big up DJ Lion, everyone that's in the studio, you know, Riv. And my thing is, the process is hard, man. Like sometimes when I've got a melody in my head and it's Punjabi hook or a Hindi song, I'm like, damn, that word was hard.
Yeah.
Like some of it I would know because I'm kind of not used to it, but I've sung so many songs for other people. Like, a lot of people don't know when I'm in a studio, I do sing songs for other artists that, yeah, to guide them. And I picked up Punjabi and Hindi pretty well. Because my best friends, they all, you know, speak Punjabi, yeah, Hindi, Urdu. So they picked up Bengali and I picked up their language. It's just natural. It's just something that you do as kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
Growing up, especially in a multicultural environment.
Yeah.
But again, in the studio, mate, some of these words, I've done take after take after take. And I'm like, guys, leave me alone. They're like, well, if you're not going to do it properly, bro, people are going to mind and you got to go for it. So it does. Like, don't think it's not easy. We just don't show that part. Maybe I need to start showing that part.
Of course, man. A little bit of a behind the scenes, a bit of BTS.
Yeah. Which I'm terrible at, but I need to get better at it.
But listen, let's jump into this new one, man. It's got such an amazing Senti vibe. It's called Majburiya. It came out on January the 18th on your birthday. Bro, break this track down for me, man. You know, how did this, why this track for the first, you know, first release of the year? You know, how did this tune come together?
To be honest, I've done it, like, obviously a lot of my music has been upbeat. When I dropped Vertigo, I had some slow jams in there. Even the album, which I dropped 10 years ago, Jane of Bingers, I had some slow jams. Most of my singles are quite upbeat. But I don't know if you remember the song Circles, when I did that quite a while back.
Yes.
A lot of people, I feel that tune, that song came out way before its time.
Hmm.
You know, honestly, I just felt like that record at the time. I enjoy R&B anyway. I enjoy slow, senti songs, slow vibes. I've always been, it's just something I'm into. Obviously, when you release music as an artist, you start getting all mathematical and graphical. Oh, we've got to do this, got to do that, got to follow the market. So for me, last year, the first song, I wanted to kind of take it back because a lot of people wanted to hear that vibe. And even myself, I connect with it quite a lot, just away from doing upbeat records.
Yeah.
And when I dropped Kismet last year, Majburiya was a rollover, and I'll just tell you, there's more coming. And I was like, I did want to drop Majburiya straight after Kismet,
yeah.
But I just got busy, you know, back in studio working, and I just felt like, you know what, I think I'm just gonna give people just some scenty tracks, just to let them enjoy it. And I think that's where it comes from. And I think a lot of people are going through so many things, man. You know, like so many breakups, so many makeups, so many situations. And sometimes you got to unlock that kind of that feeling in music, and that's pretty much where it comes from.
Without a doubt, man. And, you know, here's a question for you, Mumsy. You know, you can't. You've got to be in a certain mindset, right, when you step into the booth in front of the mic to sing a song like this. How do you get yourself in the zone? You know, I mean, think about this track. You know, how did you get yourself in the zone to lay down the vocals for this track?
So normally the way I've been working recently is I wouldn't have a full production. So the production comes later. You know, the drop, the melody, the beat, progression, all that comes later. For me, it has to be a simple chord. So Lion put down some chords for my ideas. I'll put down the melody. And as soon as I'm in love with the melody, I'll get it written. The bits I can write myself, I'll attempt it, or I'll get it written. And then once I know that the lyrics suit the melody, you know, without changing the melody, I would literally go in the booth and I'm like, yo, let's just put a little drum pattern on and let's sing the song. Let's make the song sound amazing on its own without too much music, too much percussion. For me, it's all about the chords.
Yeah.
As soon as the chords are vibing and I'm in there and I'm singing it the way I want to hear it, that's my first process.
Yeah.
And obviously then pronunciation, diction, etc., timing, all these things will probably come, you know, within the process. But for me, it has to feel right. Even if something's a little bit off, and I feel that it sounds great, I'll keep it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's definitely these kind of songs, you need, when I'm in a booth, I just have to switch off, man. I just need to vibe. And that's exactly what I did, you know, especially for these records. You know, I'm not jumping up and down in a booth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sing the song.
Yeah. Of course, man. Of course.
It's quite cool, man.
Of course. Now, the track is out. You know, like I said, you know, everyone's falling in love with it. And, you know, I fell in love with it, you know, since it's been out. And, you know, I said to you off air, man, that's why I had to get you up on the show, because, you know, the fans and listeners are showing so much love. It's been firmly on my playlist and it ain't coming off, man. I think I'm just going to keep it on until the end of the year because it's too much. It's such a vibe, my brother. I know there's not. I know there's not a video out for this. Is there a planned video for this, or are we just going to just keep it, you know, as it is at the moment?
Absolutely, man. I'm literally in the process. You know, at the moment, I promised myself that. Like I said, last year was one of them situations where I made a lot of music. I shot. I released one song, and even the year before that, I was kind of taking a step back on putting music out. But I promised myself this year that I'm going to literally go ham on releases. Put music out, whether there's a video or not, you know. So definitely there's a video coming. I am in the process of planning it. Just gotta be a little bit patient, but for now, you know, just enjoy the song. And you know, and sometimes for me, man, I think sometimes people get lost, you know. This is just my opinion. Sometimes I just want a song to be heard.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want people to listen. I don't want people to watch the song and get lost in it.
Yeah,
you know, I want people to sometimes just listen to the song, take it in, let the song do its job.
Yeah.
And then when I'm ready, man, I'll just drop the visual. I think that's that attitude I'm taking. Unless it's one of them situations where, no, we've got to have everything together, which is fine. You know, there's no right or wrong. But there's definitely a video coming.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're going to watch this space. And you know what? I mean, we're only at the beginning of the year and we can't wait, you know, to see what you've got coming for the rest of 2023. You know, can you let us in? You know, what can we expect some of the projects for this year? Just give us a bit of a teaser, Mumsy.
I'm definitely doing more collaborations. I can't say with who, but there's some big names there.
Okay.
There's a lot more scenty vibes coming, but I'm working on an album.
Yeah, well, nice. Okay.
I'm working on an album, and I'm just rejoining with everyone, man. I'm rejoining with Rishi. I'm definitely doing some stuff with H.
Yeah.
I've got some cool projects with DJ Lion, but I'm also, you know, with Kanika. So many artists just to mention, but
yeah,
I think this year is going to be quite cool because I'm working a few different projects. You know, trying to place different moods in different projects. I think that's my main focus this year.
Bro, so, we can't wait. We're watching this space. Bro, listen, thank you so much for doing this evening and joining me up on the show. We got so much love for you, and you know, and so much support. And you know what? We're going to have you back on again, you know, as your projects unfold during the course of the year. And before we wrap things up, man, you know, for all the fans who are locked in from around the world, Mumsy, man, what do you want to say to everybody?
I just want to say, everyone, wherever you are, whatever time zone you are in, big love for supporting my music. I apologize if I've been sleeping on you guys, but I'm honestly making so many songs right now that I can't wait to just get the music out to you all, man. So I'm looking forward to actually meeting a lot of my fans on shows. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing everyone up in person, man.
Of course. And Mumsy, it's only right before we totally wrap things up, you introduce the new one.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mum's a Stranger, and this is my new single, Majboria.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.